Andrés.
You don't talk about a terrapin, no?
No. That was a technical term we used in zoology classes.
Would that be a dry land turtle?
No, that was water.
And kind of a tree, the plane tree, sometimes called a buttonwood.
We have some sycamores living near the rivers here. Now, your buttonwood in Valley Forge, the man working there told me that was the button ball
button
tree.
Ball, uh-huh.
But we have none around here, very few sycamores. And that term buttonwood and button ball is not known here.
I guess both of those are buttonwood. Kind of tree it would be nice to have around Washington's birthday that had fruit on it.
Cherry tree?
Stuff in the woods to stay away from, has three leaves. Or
poison ivy, we have it.
You have poison oak too?
Possibly, though I'm not sure. Of course, I know it's around, but I don't know where.
And the thing that grows 6 to 8, 10 feet high sometimes has a red cone in the fall. Beautiful.
And a shumac.
And kind of berries you might eat on ice cream with the
blueberries,
or,
raspberries, blackberries,
or
strawberries.
Okay. And if you ate some berries and became very violently ill, you might suspect the berries are
poisonous.
And where do they gather the maple syrup?
They tap the maple trees.
Well, what kind of maple?
We call them hard maple. They're known as sugar maple some places, but that's not common practice. So they're known as hard maple, and some varieties known as Norway maple. We have a Schwedler maple in the front yard,
that's
red foliage.
That's Norway, little
one. One small one here is in Norway. They have beautiful color in the fall, the Schwedler has it in the spring.
Therefore, if you had a lot of these hard maples together purposely for the point of getting syrup, you might say, I'm going to go over into my.
Well, I think Vermont, they call that the maple camp, don't they? But we have none of them around
maple
here.
Grove, right?
The country school I went to was Maple Grove School. Yes, it was. It was the wrong kind of maple trees, though. It was all the soft maple trees, which don't make good syrup.
If somebody asked you to go someplace and you weren't too sure about your wife, okay, you might say, well, I have to ask.
Ask the missus.
Would she say, I'm going to have to ask the mister?
No, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't do it.
She's coming, so I had to say that before she got in. No, I don't believe she ever speaks of me as a mister. She'd ask my husband, she'd say.
You never say my man?
No, I don't think so.
And you would say I'd have to ask the wife?
I'd say I'd ask my wife, sure. And I'd ask the missus sometimes.
A woman whose husband is dead is a
widow.
And everybody has a mother and a
father.